It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Revelation, and we're studying the third chapter. We're concerning the church of Laodicea right now, and that starts with the 14th verse. We have studied down through verse 18, or to verse 18, but we're going to read the section on the Laodicean church. So we'll start with verse 14 and read to the end of the chapter. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street, just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you would like to check our website, you could find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to send us an email, you'll find us at Parkview Bible, that's parkviewbible@gmail.com. If you would like to call us, our phone number is area code 217 and then 847-2717. So please feel free to contact us. I hope that you're enjoying the study of the Word of God. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Revelation chapter 3, beginning to read with verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Hope that was enough time that you were able to open your Bibles and read along with us. Now let's begin with prayer. Father, I thank and praise you today that we can come and enjoy this study. Please guide and lead us through these verses of Scripture, your precious Word, that we may know your way and your will and live pleasing unto you. I hope, first of all, Father, I hope and pray that all that are listening know you as their Savior. They have come by faith to you and trusted in you as their Savior. Please, dear Lord, that that be the case. They be born again, and they have come to the cross of Calvary for salvation. I just hope and pray, Father, that there are none that have listened, maybe for the first time today, maybe you've listened many, many times, and still have not asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and save you. Father, please, that they will do that today. Today is the day of salvation. And then it's just that's just the beginning, and we can begin to walk serve you and praise you and enjoy your wisdom and power and strength. Oh, please, dear Lord, guide and lead us today now as we study your precious Word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these verses of Scripture, and we have looked at the condition of this church of Laodicea, it is the church age that we're in right now, and you can sure see this because the churches today have become so politically correct that they're no good to God. We have left the Word of God, and we've tried to satisfy man instead of pleasing God. And today, just as it says here, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. That's the condition of most people today, even people that attend church. They don't really need salvation. They don't really need the Lord Jesus. But, my friend, they do. You do. please come by faith to Jesus and trust in him because and have need of nothing and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Don't you know that? I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. And that's where we're going to kind of start today. He has gold tried in the fire, and to buy from him is no problem. Buy without money. You see, everything in this world costs you, but not when it comes to our salvation. It is free. Isaiah 55:1, O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money, without price. You see, it's been paid for. We need to trust in the Lord Jesus as our Savior and come to him for salvation. It is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity we have to serve our God and to praise him. And it is something that can be purchased free. When a gift is a gift, that's exactly what it amounts to. It's free. It has no price. It is the most valued price. It is something we can't buy. We can't afford to buy it. It doesn't matter because it's given to us. There's no way that we could pay for anything like this, this great, great gift of salvation, our sins forgiven. With that, not only are our sins forgiven and we're set free, but also comes wisdom and power and strength and joy. It all comes, and it comes from God. And if we want this land and this country to be turned around and begin to be a land that God can bless, we need to turn to our God for salvation and walk with him each day. But again, as the Church of Laodicea, we're trying to be so politically correct, and in doing so, we leave our God. And when we leave our God, then instead of his blessings pouring out upon us, we get the opposite. The curse of sin is upon this nation, and you can see it today. All the ungodliness that we have, all the ungodly leaders that we have, they can't begin to say the name of God, to mention the name of the Lord Jesus and speak of his salvation. That's the very thing that this land and country was set upon, was the foundation of the Word of God. Our leaders that started this land started it with the foundation being the Word of God. And now it's denied, not allowed in schools. You want God to bless you, we need to turn this thing around. Please, gold tried in the fire. Gold that's purified by fire points to the divine righteousness of God. And Christ is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Let me read that again. And Christ is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. What more do you want? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Without the riches of his grace, we are of all men most miserable. Man today try their best to make themselves happy. They do it with material things. They do it with power here upon this earth. And they're most miserable. They just keep searching and keep looking and keep trying. But it is most miserable. And we need to look and we need to see that the only way that joy and peace and power can come is through our Lord Jesus Christ. So please, come by faith. We are the poorest of all men without Jesus. But in Christ, we are the richest of all men. Our sins are removed. Heaven's our home. Heaven is our place that we will reside forever because of Christ. So you see, we have it in Christ. We look at these verses of Scripture. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. We are. Mayest be rich. We are the richest of all. And that doesn't mean that my bank account is overflowing. I just need enough to live. I don't need all the things of this world that seem to make people happy. I just need enough to eat and to have a place to live. That's all I need, because my God keeps me happy and joyful. We look at the next part of this scripture. It says, "And white raiment that thou mayest be clothed." White raiment. Let's look at Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." Look what the promise is here. "I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the silver." Look at the invitation that's given there to the church of Laodicea, to the individuals of the church of Laodicea. "I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich." I want you to be rich. God wants us to be rich. Why do we turn from Him? Why do we stay away from Him? Why don't we look to Him, call upon Him, depend upon Him, so that we can have the blessings of God? That's the only thing that's going to make you happy. And then on top of that, then, we'll receive white raiment that we are clothed. And as we just learned there, it is the righteousness. To be clothed in righteousness is to be free from sin and free from shame. The next that we look at in this is that, "And that the shame of thy nakedness does not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see." This eye salve gives us a spiritual discernment. Unless our eyes are opened by the Lord, we cannot discern anything spiritual. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You can hear the pages of my Bible turning. I hope that you're doing the same. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Once again, I'll read that for you. This eye salve, having spiritual discernment, having our eyes opened by the Lord. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." You wonder why that people do not come by faith to the Lord Jesus? You wonder why that they, when I say we need as a nation to repent and turn back to God, get Bibles back in the schools, get the Ten Commandments back on the walls of our courthouses and of our schools, and without question, as we look at the money in God we trust, we know that it was sound, grounded and set upon the foundation of the precious Word of God, for us to have this great nation. If it had not been for God, we would not be blessed as we are. But you wonder why things are deteriorating, why things are in turmoil everywhere. It's because they, the leaders of this land, are denying the Word of God. They do not have this eye salve that this scripture verse talks about. "And anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see." They can't see. So how can they lead if they can't see? They need Jesus. We need to pray for this land, pray for this country. We need to pray for the leaders of our country that they will see the truth. Once again, I'm going to read this 18th verse. "I counsel thee," and so the opportunity is there. "Please come. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire." And as we look at that again, it is, as Isaiah 55 tells us, "Anyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, that he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. It is free. Gold purified by the fire points to the righteousness of Christ." In 1 Corinthians 1:30 that we read of that. Please look to that. Then we find next we are clothed with white raiment. the righteousness of God, Revelation 9:8. Now we come to the eye salve, and we look at this, and we find that we must have that to have spiritual discernment. All this comes through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus to be saved. And when you come by faith to the Lord Jesus and salvation comes, then you begin to see and have power and strength. Please do not turn away from Him. Do not leave Him. Look at the 19th verse now. Revelation 3:19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth. We also have Hebrews. So turn from Proverbs now back to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 and 6. Hebrews 12, 5 and 6. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. The word speaks for itself. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. The word speaks for itself. It carries its own light. God loves us a million times more than we could ever love our own child. And I know how much that you love your children, that you love your spouse, how much that you love them, that you would be willing to give your life for them. There's no comparison with the love that God had for us. And again, a million times is not enough to say that God loves us more than we even love our children. God loves us. God is a million times more interested in our spiritual success and in our growth than we are. He wants us to grow. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. He wants us to walk close to Him. You know, Psalms chapter 23, and there's a verse there that says, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Now you think about that wonderful verse of Scripture. First, you get your sins taken care of the day that you accept this free gift of salvation through Jesus. He died on the cross for you, took your sins away. But you have to receive this gift, something that's given to you. You need that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. And when you accept the gift of salvation, then you know Jesus as your personal Savior, and you'll begin to walk and enjoy His power and His strength. The love He has for us, the desire He has for us, that we grow and walk with Him. And He doesn't just abandon us after He has taken our sins away. He leads me in the path of righteousness. He does it for His namesake. He leads in the path of right living. Because I'm His son. Do you know Jesus is your Savior? I hope so. Because if you know Him as your Savior, then you're a son. Please, know the Lord Jesus. Jesus calls for us to repent. He calls for us to repent. He wants us to walk with Him. He wants us to serve Him and to praise Him. He desires repentance. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. You see, some of the people in the church of Laodicea were saved. Not many, but some of them. But they were walking so far away. And I have watched in the last few years, very recent years, I have witnessed and watched folks that I have served in churches with, and now they are no longer walking after the Lord. They have become very relaxed in some very liberal churches, or not going at all. Oh, it just breaks your heart. Were they really saved? I don't know. I think so. I hope so. Only God knows that salvation is in their heart or not. But if they are, they need to repent and come back and stop being around those that are politically correct, those that are social, and everything is on activities and social groups, that the word isn't preached. It's all about me. And that's what the church is all about today. And so many of the youth activities, it's all just things for the youth to do, but it brings no spiritual growth. Bring them into the Word of God. Let the Word of God be heard. Let their heart be touched. Let salvation come into their hearts, and then begin to serve. The world teaches them how to play. We don't need to teach them how to play. We need to teach them how to serve and praise and work. That's only going to come if they accept that gift of salvation. Let's look back to this church of Laodicea and see how it looks. Now, as we, instead of the rebuking them and chastening them, God says back in this, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. We had that in recent verses. I'm going to spew you out of my mouth, but not before. He says, be zealous, therefore, and repent. That zealous is a desire and strong feelings. Please repent. But when the people are past feeling, when they know God but refuse to glorify Him as God, we find some verses here that are pertain to that. Back in Romans chapter 1. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. Romans chapter 1, verse 21. 1:21. And we're going to read several verses, so just enjoy it. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use unto that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burning in their lusts one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. You see, when you turn against God, and so many people even say that they even go to church, and we've got women with women, men with men, these perverts that we have. Now, you're not going to like that, because now it's common. It has to be. We need to love these people. God loves them. He died for them. But He hates their sin. And they need to repent and turn back. But you see, once we get to a place, woman with woman, man with man, God's going to turn them over with a reprobate mind, and they're not going to even find salvation because of their wickedness, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even women did change their natural use unto that which is against nature. That's just pretty clear. Now, I don't know how a church can stand in favor of that today, but it's kind of common, isn't it? The only time we can go back to when it was more prevalent is today, back in Sodom and Gomorrah, and God destroyed the cities of the valley. And one reason he did is because they were so perverted as they are today. And so please, the time and to hear of preachers and of members of churches that this act is acceptable is against the Word of God. It's blasphemy to God. We find that in the Church of Laodicea. Because you see, the Church of Laodicea is neither for God nor against Him. That's what it is. They're in the middle of the road. They're neither for nor against. They're lukewarm, the Scripture says. Neither hot nor cold, the Scripture says. They could not repent. They could not be zealous because they were past feeling, as we've just read back in Romans chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. If you want to go back and read that, please do. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 and 28. Maybe you forgot that was in there, or maybe it's just not current today. The Word of God is current today. It hasn't changed. They had lukewarm hearts. Now, as we take a look at this 20th verse, and we're just going to kind of get started with it. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, will sup with him, and he with me. This last picture is very sad. You see, back in the church of Ephesus, we find the Lord Jesus standing in the midst of the church, in the midst of the assembly. But here in Laodicea, we find him standing at the door. He's on the outside knocking. Now, that's exactly what we have today in our churches. He is on the outside knocking. We have used this many years for individuals. You know, God's on outside your heart's door. He's knocking on your door and wants to come in. And that's a good example. But it really is a little bit different here because it's made for the church. It's a door of the church. And he's on the outside of the church. And that's exactly the condition that it's in today. Most churches have no idea what the Spirit of God and the convicting power of God, that it even exists. They have to have all these social activities and all these programs in order to keep the church full and the preacher paid. But they forget that they need to come and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They need to be saved, born again. They need to come back to the Word of God. Stop just taking out the spots that you like and use those and get rid of the rest, because that's what's done. That scripture that we've just read back in Romans, that's not popular today. That's not politically correct. But it's true. That's what the Word of God tells us. Please, that you understand that this picture here of the 20th verse, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He knows the church as a whole is not going to repent, but he's hoping that one person inside that church will hear and come. And look at the verses. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, not to the church. The church is so evil and wicked. So you see, I was condemned many years ago when I said if you are in a liberal church that does not preach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, if that is not preached, please get out. Well, if I said to get out, and I said, you know, that could be your family church. You've been there all your life. Your families for generations have been there. But if it's become liberal, or maybe it has been forever, and you just realize it now that you've come by faith to Jesus, get out of that church. Find a Bible-believing, soul-winning church and stand on the truth. Enjoy those old hymns. Get rid of all that nonsense of Christian rock and garbage today. Oh, my friend, stand for Jesus and stand for him today. Please, on the outside, knocking. Is that you? You're in that church. Is that you? My dear friend, What are you going to do about Jesus?